This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is trying to create space for holding immigrant teens amid a sharply higher number of border crossings. We get more details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The AP has learned the administration plans to use Dallas's downtown convention center to hold up to 3,000 immigrant teens. The Health and Human Services Department's been rushing to open facilities to house kids otherwise held by the Border Patrol, which is generally only supposed to keep them no more than 3 days. It's been holding them longer because there's next to no space in the HHS system. A GOP congressional delegation led by top House Republican Kevin McCarthy visited the border today and blasted the Biden administration for a border surge.
What's happening right now is beyond a crisis.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the focus should be on solutions, not labels.
We recognize this is a problem. We're focused on addressing it.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. defense and foreign ministers from the U.S. and Japan are said to discuss their concern over China's growing influence in the Indo-Pacific region. As the president, Joe Biden's administration tries to reaffirm engagement with its key regional allies. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken are to hold so-called 2+2 security talks with Japan's foreign minister and defense minister. They are also expected to discuss the coronavirus pandemic, as well as climate change and the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. Again, defense and foreign ministers from both the U.S. and Japan expected to discuss their concern over China and several other issues. More at